Welcome to the Rosa Sharon Broadcast. I'm your host, Pastor Joyce Crankfield.
Good morning. Welcome to the Rosa Sharon Ministry. Your host, Pastor Joyce Crankfield. I would like to say a prayer before I go into the teaching. Heavenly Father, I truly thank God for your Son, Jesus Christ. I truly thank Him for all that He is to make us all what we are today. I truly thank Him because I get so thrilled with Him every moment of the day. I get so thrilled with Jesus. Why? Because He's the truth, the life, and the way. I get so thrilled with Jesus, Lord. He satisfied my longing soul, body, and spirit. I get so thrilled with you, Jesus, because you're the one that makes us whole. And Father, let people around the world be so thrilled with you that they be willing to share the good news about you, that someone will receive you today. As I speak, as I pray, in your precious sight, in your precious name, in Jesus' name, amen. Truly, I thank God for His word today. Yes, I'm so thrilled with Jesus. And I hope that you are so thrilled too, that the Lord allow you to see another day, a beautiful day, a day that you never seen before. Yes, I am so thrilled with Jesus that He allow you to live to see this day. And I truly thank God that you are going to have a beautiful day today, throughout the day, that you'll be willing to share the good news. Some of you will be get a chance to witness to someone who never know Jesus Christ today. Some of you are going into the nursing home praying for the sick. Some of you are going to the prison to minister to their inmate who need to know Jesus Christ. Some of you, praise God, are taking your walk and just have a time with you and the Lord. Just meditate on His word. And truly, I thank God for Jesus. Now is the day that we need to pray that we never prayed before, through prayer and fasting, as Jesus required according to His word. And I truly thank God for His word today. This morning, I would like to talk to you about God's treasure chest. Yes, God's treasure chest. And you know, sometimes we as a people of God, we like to get something, a spiritual nugget that will help us go along the way, especially when we ask the Lord to help us in a time of need. And sometimes God will share His treasure chest through His Son, Jesus Christ, to give us, He'll give us a nugget that we need to have so that we be able to hold on to that nugget so that we learn how to sustain and how to stand on His word. Yes, it's a blessing to know God's word in a great and mighty way. It's a lot of people don't know how to read, praise God, or don't know how to understand God's word, but they trust God and they trust in His Son, Jesus Christ. That's why Jesus say, have faith in God. Now, today, like I say, I would like to talk to you of God's treasure chest. You know, it's a blessing to know that God have a treasure chest for us. In Matthew 6:21, that's where I'm going to, in Matthew 6 chapter, the 21 verse, for where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. And our treasure is to seek God's kingdom, to seek His righteousness through His Son, Jesus Christ. Remember in His word that He says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. That's part of the treasure. When we are seeking the kingdom that Lord says in His word, praise God, that we are to seek God's kingdom so we can receive this treasure that He wants us to have. And what is that? To have everlasting or eternal life in the Lord Jesus Christ. In Matthew 6 chapter 19 through the 21st chapter, verse. Lay not up for yourself treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourself treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Let me give you an example in the natural. Every one of us, as you listen to my voice, we all have a bank account. If we leave money in our home, we had to buy a safe so that the thief and the robber cannot steal. But when you put your money in a bank, like in a checking account or in a saving account, you're not worrying about the thief, because why? Your money is adding, getting interest. And praise God, especially in the saving account, your money getting some interest in it. Because later on down the road, when you decide you want to get some money out of your saving account, you'll find out that what you put in, you'll find out you have more, praise God, in what you're doing when you put your money into your saving account. Well, the same way with the Lord Jesus Christ, when we store up the things that the Lord requires of us in the spiritual realm, praise God, when Jesus said, but lay up for yourself treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust does corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart also. It's a lot of God's people are setting their hearts, praise God, in treasures. They know that one day I'm going to die, I'm going to heaven, praise God. And there are some who will not taste death, will be translated according to what Paul said in his writing, that not all people is not going to sleep. But truly, I thank God for Jesus of his righteousness, that we don't have to worry about anything be corrupt or gather rust or corroded. Praise God. Even the moth, you know what moth do. Moth is a type of parasite, insect. They eat through clothes, and there are different type of moths, but they do eat through clothes, especially those that we have clothes in the closet. And that's the reason why we had to buy mothball, so that the moth cannot destroy our clothes. And the same way with Jesus Christ, once we are in Jesus and Jesus cover us into all that he is to us, body, soul, and spirit, we're not worried about our bodies be corrupt or corroded, praise God, or be destroyed. Because why? Jesus covered us from the body, soul, and spirit, from the crown of our head to the sole of our feet. And then Jesus said in Luke 12:35-42, let your loins be girded about, and your lights burning, and ye yourself like unto men that wait for their Lord, when he will return from the wedding, that when he cometh and knocketh, they may open unto him immediately. Blessed are those servants whom the Lord, when he cometh, shall find watching. Verily I say unto you, that he shall gird himself and make them to sit down to meat, and will come forth and serve them. And if he shall come in the second watch, or come in the third watch, and find them, so blessed are those servants. And this know, that if the goodman of the house had known what hour the thief will come, he will have watched, and not have suffered his house to be broken through. But ye therefore ready also, for the Son of Man cometh at an hour when ye think not. And the Lord said, who then is that faithful and wise steward, whom his Lord shall make ruler over his household, to give them their portion of meat in due season? Truly, we thank God. See, that's why Jesus said, watch and pray. Watch and pray. Because you don't know the day nor the hour when Jesus comes. But the Lord was showing us in Luke that the thief, when you're not watching, the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And that's Satan. When you're not equipped, when you're not clothed, when you're not wrapped in Jesus, the thief comes that way. And he comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But we as a people of God, the Lord wants us to be covered into his righteousness. He wants us to receive all that he have us to do, so that the thief cannot attack us. Why? Because he'll see Jesus instead of you. When Jesus you into himself. He hide your identity. Only person that Satan will see is Jesus. And I truly thank God, because that's why Jesus was giving a parable about what's happened when the watchman. Then he mentioned about the good one, the good watchman. Those was watching. They weren't sleeping on the job. They were watching. And the Lord let us know through the word that they were faithful. They were faithful when the master came back through, praise God. And one thing about it is that we need to be ready at all time, because Jesus said, you don't know the day nor the hour when the Son of Man will come. See, and but in the meantime, we need to be clothed into the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, it's a thrill, praise God, when Jesus coming back for his people. He's coming back his people to see them clothed in him, that he will recognize himself through us. And that's the reason why in 2 Corinthians 4:6-7, for God who commanded the light to shine out of darkness has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ, his Son. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellence of the power may be of God and not of us. And that's the reason why we got to get in God, Jesus, and the Father. That once we are in him as one, the glory of the Lord shall shine upon us. The glory of the Lord will pour out his righteousness upon us. The glory of the Lord, praise God, will sustain us in the time that we are living in. Yes, when we are sustained, wrapped, and praise God, and impartation of the Lord Jesus Christ coming upon us and giving us all that he is to make us all what we are, body, soul, and spirit, we truly thank God. And I truly thank God that I could plead the body, blood of Jesus upon the believers who believe in his word. See, the Lord wants us to believe in his word. That's part of the treasure that God wants us to have, us to believe in his word. So my brothers and sisters, we are in the days now that we need to enhance and to captivate and to be concerned about God's treasure and to partake into his treasure, that we can receive all that the Lord wants us to have in this day and hour. So we don't need to take nothing for granted. And Lord said he would not withhold anything from us, but we seek his kingdom, seek the kingdom of God. And truly we are his people, and we need to be in all that he is for us to receive the treasure chest that the Lord wants us to have. So let us continue to look to the Lord for all that he is today. Because we are in that day and hour that Jesus wants us to receive the inheritance that he wants us to have. So we got to be watchful and be alert. May God keep you. May God watch over you. God bless.
You have been listening to the Rosa Sharon broadcast with Pastor Joyce Crankfield and Outreach Ministry of the Holy Ghost and Fire Christian Center, located at 4609 North US 1 in Fort Pierce, Florida. I hope that you will join us this Sunday at 11 a.m. for our morning worship service. For more information and directions, please call 772-242-1718. If you have questions about today's program or would like to contact Pastor Joyce, please write to Joyce Crankfield, Rosa Sharon, P.O. Box 3821, Fort Pierce, Florida 34948, or by email at jcrankfield88@comcast.net. Our number again is 772-242-1718. Thank you.